It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. It's the Coffee Black Show. The Coffee Black Show.
Hey, yo, what it is, everybody, what it is? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Everybody feeling all right? Everybody feeling okay? This is your host, R-E-G-G-I-E, and I be on this M-I-C. M-I-C. How's everybody doing? Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. And I'm going to tell y'all why, man. I'm going to tell y'all why. Look. You know, y'all, those of you who follow the story, y'all know. Ever since I totaled my car the Saturday before Christmas, that was the last time I had taken CBD. And I was feeling kind of bad, y'all. That's been 6 months, man. 6 months. Yeah. It has been 6 months. I've been in a funk for 6 months. The medication that I'm taking for the antidepressant doesn't seem to be working. It really doesn't. I mean, the last time I went to see my doctor a couple of months ago, they took it down from 10 milligrams to 5 milligrams. So then, I was taking 5 milligrams. So then, you know, I went to my primary care doctor and she was like, how's everything going? And I was like, you know, and she was like, look, I'm not going to take you off it. Matter of fact, I'm going to up it. I'm not going to take you off it until you're telling me you're feeling great. Okay. And I wasn't. I couldn't tell her that because I wasn't. For the past few months, for the past 4 to 5 months, I've gotten maybe an hour of sleep a night. I was not sleeping. So my primary care doctor set it up where I had to take a sleep test. They sent this machine. I tried it out. I sent it back. I don't know the results, and they won't give me the results. I have to get the results of that sleep test from my doctor. I'm not going back to my doctor until August. It is now June. So I still have another month and a half to go. Matter of fact, this weekend coming up will be July the 1st. So I still have about a month and a half to go because I don't go back to the doctor till the middle of August. Anyway, so I haven't had any CBDs. And I've talked about this CBD before, this company. And this one really, excuse me, this one really works for me. I don't know about anybody else, but my results from this CBD works. Recently, I've been having pain in my ankle from the chip bone in my ankle. I've been recently having pain from that, not getting any sleep. Let me tell you guys what happened. Today is Sunday. Yesterday, Saturday, I was hanging with my niece and she took me by the store that I usually get the CBD from. I went in, I got two packs of CBDs, one for sleep, one is specially formulated for sleep, and one is just some regular CBD gummies. We went to lunch. I came home. I talked to my sister for a minute. And then I took a CBD gummy. Took a swig of water. Was planning on hopping on my electric bike and going for a ride. It got cloudy, looked like it was going to rain, so I said, nah, I'll think about it later. maybe later tonight. I sat down in the chair. I picked up a book and I was like, I'm not in the mood. So I put the book down, turned on the turned on some music. That was about 2:30 in the afternoon. It was 8 o'clock when I woke up, y'all. Yeah, I fell asleep at 8 o'clock. I woke up about 8 o'clock, and what woke me up was the loud kaboom that I was hearing. Sounded like cannon fire. No, it was people outside firing off fireworks. Okay, so that woke me up, and I'm like, oh man, I was asleep. Oh man, and let me tell you, that was the best sleep I've had in months. That was the best. Oh my goodness, that was the best sleep I had in months. I got up, I felt energetic, I felt good, I felt great. Guess what? The pain in my ankle, gone. There was no pain in my ankle. I was like, oh man. Wait a minute, hold up. I haven't had CBDs in 6 months. Since December. I've been losing sleep, not getting any sleep. Been dealing with pain off and on in my ankle. No CBDs. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold up, man. Hold up. You mean to tell me this CBD? Yeah. Matter of fact, I went to sleep early last night. Usually I fall asleep about 6-7 in the morning, then wake right back up between 9 and 10 in the morning. I fell asleep early last night. I woke up this morning, I was feeling good. I was feeling great. I was feeling good. No pain in the ankle, nothing. Because when I woke up about 8 last night, I was feeling good, feeling great, but I had the munchies like crazy. I was hungry. Forget the munchies. I was just straight hungry. So I hopped on my bike and rode over to McDonald's. Got that crispy chicken sandwich. Took the buns off. Ate the lettuce and tomato and the chicken. Drunk some half and half iced tea. And then some water. Hopped back on my bike. Rode back home. By this time it was between the time I left and the time I got back, it was close to 10:15, something like that. I was feeling kind of tired. I came in. I played with Buster for a minute. And yawned. I yawned a couple of times like I'm doing. Now, excuse me. And washed up, got ready for bed. Went in the room. Picked up my phone. And the next thing I know, it was 4 o'clock this morning. I'm like, whoa, what happened? Light still on, you know. I'm like, what happened? And I was like, oh, I fell asleep. Oh, you talking about, oh man, okay, so then y'all, check this out. I turned off the light, grabbed the computer, was looking up bicycle helmets, because I really do need to get a biking helmet. Recently there were some accidents here in my city where people have gotten hit on bicycles. not electric bikes, just regular bikes. And then this guy had a motorized bicycle where he had a gas engine on it, and he got hit. And all these accidents, nobody had on a helmet. And I'm like, you know, I'm a big advocate of safety gear, you know, and I really am. Even though I ride my electric bike with no safety gear, and I ride my human powered bike with no safety gear, all that is going to change. All that is changing. I got to get my safety gear, because I've seen too many accidents and people disfigured from accidents and stuff on bicycles, and I don't want that. So I got to get my bike, because, you know, I got to protect this handsome face. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got to get a full face helmet, because I got to protect this handsome face, man, you know, and this witty brain that I have. I got to protect all of that, you know, because, yeah, y'all know how it is. So anyway, I was looking up bicycle helmets and bicycle gear in general, and the next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock this morning. I'm like, whoa, fell asleep again, man. Hey, this is the best sleep I've had in the past 24 hours. Is the best sleep, not even 24 hours, I would say the past, 24 hours, because as of now, it is Sunday afternoon. But in the past 24 hours, this is the best sleep I've had in months. Months. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Oh, how about you? I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling great. I hope you're doing fine.
You're listening to Coffee Black Radio.
What's up, folks? Hey, if you are a fan of the Coffee Black Show and would like to help support the podcast, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. You can leave a one-time donation or a monthly donation. Again, that is buymeacoffee.com/thecoffeeblackshow. We certainly do appreciate it, and keep on listening. Hey, are you happy? You're not? Things aren't going your way? I know how it is. But look at it like this. You're alive, aren't you? And as long as you are alive, you can change your situation. So let's go out and change your situation.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's the only flavor that I need on my team.
Hey, y'all. Where has this year gone? We are halfway done. Oh my goodness. Wow. Next Sunday is the 4th of July. You know, I'm thinking about taking my electric bike and riding it to St. Simon's Island, going to the beach. That's what, about 9 miles? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing that. I think I should do that, you know? Get out the house, man. But that's one thing that's kind of irking me a little bit. You know, that's the thing. My wife always says that I have terrible timing. And I think maybe she's right, you know, because here it is. I got my electric bike before I got my electric bike, I was riding my human powered bike, and I was riding my gas powered bike. Okay. I hate taking the gas powered bike out because I have to log it. I have to lug it up and down some stairs. And yeah, that sucker is kind of heavy, you know? And I don't leave her outside. Ever since it was stolen and I got my baby back, I never leave her outside. If you want it, you got to come inside to get it. Yeah. And if you come inside to get it, you must really want it. Because you got to go through some stuff to get it. Namely me. But anyway, so my electric bike, this is a little mini bike. It's a compact, foldable bike. It's easy to lug up and down some stairs. And hey, check this out. Could you tell me the correlation between the names of my bike that I named them and what powers them? Okay, my little mini foldable bike, her name is Elise. My Swin bicycle, her name is Hannah. And my Honda Elite bike, her name is Gigi. Okay, there you go. Yeah, so I think I'm gonna ride Elise over to St. Simon's Island on the 4th of July. Let's see, the 4th of July is on Sunday. I might just ride her over on Saturday. I think I will ride her over on Saturday because the 4th of July is going to be a lot of traffic. And the island is really going to be crowded. And even though I'm feeling a whole lot better, I really don't feel like dealing with that mass volume of people. You know, I'm still an introvert, even though I'm feeling better and everything, and I'm feeling good and feel like I can conquer the world. I'm still an introvert, y'all. Don't forget that. I'm an introvert. Yeah. So I think I probably will. But anyway, this is what irks me, right? Excuse me. Where did that yawn come from? Whoa. Felt good though. But anyway, before I got Elise, I would go riding Hannah here and there, or every now and then take Gigi and ride her here or there, you know, get out the house, you know what I'm saying? But then my brother has a mobility scooter. It's black. That sucker is, it looks nice, man. The way it's, it's a three-wheel scooter, mobility scooter. It gets up to like 15 miles per hour, has headlights, turn signals, all that. Has a little radio, Bluetooth speakers on it, man. It is nice. It is nice. So, you know, he has that scooter, and I'm like, yo, man, I got my bike. Let's ride, you know. I come over, you come over, and we, you know, ride. Just go get out the house, go to downtown, go to the water park, or, you know, go down to the docks downtown and just chill, man. Go to the library, you know, ride out to Target or Walmart or something, and just, you know, look around, chill, man. And he goes, man, you got it. You got that, but you sit around the house, man. Come get out. Let me tell you, ever since I've especially since I've had a lease, I am never home. I'm always out somewhere, out and about. I don't care if I just go over to the neighborhood store just to look around. I'm out, man. I'm out. I may be an introvert, but I'm out getting my sun. I'm out enjoying outside, you know. I love outside, you know. I just love being outside, man. It's just something, you know. That's just like me living near water. I don't care where I live. Now, I started to change a little bit, because when I went to Las Vegas, I kind of liked Las Vegas. The only thing I hated was it wasn't that much greenery. No, it wasn't that much greenery. I guess because I've lived near greenery all my life, you know. Grass, weeds, bushes, trees, algae, you know, the slime on top. Yeah, I've always lived near greenery, you know. But in Vegas, man, you out there in the desert, son. You in the desert. Ain't that much greenery. And a lot of the greenery was fake, you know. So I'm like, hey. But yeah, man. So I started to change a little bit, you know. I was like, maybe, just maybe, I could live in the desert. I wouldn't mind moving to Arizona, even though I've never been to Arizona, you know. But I got to be careful about that, because Hollywood conjured up all these images. That's why parents of young kids, do not let them watch The Idiot Box, because they will grow up having ideas about how things are supposed to be. And when life hits them in the face and they realize that is not how it is, it bothers them. It messes with their mind. Yes, it does. Because let me tell you, growing up, man, television, I used to think this is how family is supposed to be. You know, watching shows like it was funny, because watching shows like The Brady Bunch and The Partridge Family and all this, right? You think that's how, you know, life is. But then as it's funny because now I watched that when I was younger, you know. I watched those shows when I was younger. They were in syndication, so, you know, summertime, I watched those when I was younger. As I got older, I started watching shows that were more like reality to me, which were more like my actual family. Stuff like All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, Good Times. Those shows were more, hey, like my real life family. Which in a way, was it kind of helped. It did. It was really helpful, you know, because as I watched those shows, I seen how I am related to those shows, you know, my father, my brother, just like Sanford and Son. I'm telling you, my father was a junk man. Yes, he was. He had a four acre junkyard. Across the street, he had a garden. You know, so that was. I watched a lot of shows that reflect that. You know, like Green Acres. What else, man? Oh, the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah, I mean, because anyway, man. Oh, you guys, man. I'm telling you, if you guys would have grew up, or if I just had cameras recording my everyday life as a child, it would have reflected a lot of shows you saw on television. We could have been the first reality show family ever. You know, that, because and some of the stuff was unbelievable. Some of the stuff that I went through, that I experienced, is unbelievable. Some of the stuff was just crazy. excuse me. Some of my problems that I have, I think, stem from my childhood. You know, I used to think outside of the box, way outside of the box. I used to talk to inanimate objects, and they used to talk back to me. And I think I needed help then, you know, but my mom just dismissed it, basically. See, my parents were, you know, from the way, 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 way old school. Y'all got to remember, my parents were born in 1926. Both of them. They were born in 1926. So by the time I came along, they were well into their 40s. Okay? I wasn't the last. My baby brother was the last, but he was stillborn. So, think about it. They were born in 1926. By the time I came along, they were, in their early 40s. They grew up in the South. Black, very little education. Because in reality, you guys, I'm only separated from slavery by a few generations. That means my great-grandmother was born during slavery. Well, my great-great-grandmother was born during slavery. That isn't that many generations, because think about it. My great-great-grandmother, then my great-grandmother, then my grandmother, then my mother. if you really break it down, my grandmother on my father's side had him, and he was the last of her kids, had him at a very early age. My oldest aunt on my father's side, my grandmother had her when she was only 12 years old. Wow. But anyway, so I think I needed therapy as a child. I really do. And see, you know, we do, in the black community, we don't too much go to therapy, man. It's only been, I would say, more black folks going to therapy in the past 20 years than there has ever been, you know, because we just dismiss it and say, hey, you got to survive. You got to get out there and get it, because ain't nobody going to give it to you. You got to get out there and get it, you know? So, but yeah, because I used to do some crazy, and I look at it now, was it really crazy things that I did? Like, you know, I always look at it as boys being boys. You know, I used to take an umbrella and jump off the top of the house. What's so big about that? Nothing. As I look back at it now, that was kind of crazy. Yeah. And then, I used to do some crazy stuff. I remember once I saw this movie. I read this book about drug addiction. I forgot the name of it. But I was young, and I was reading this book about drug addiction. And then my father and mother were on different medications. My mom had diabetes and high blood pressure. My father had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, what else did my father eat? Oh yeah, he had a heart condition. Yeah. So they were on medication. So I wanted to see what those pills would do to me. So I took them. Not knowing that you're not supposed to mix medication, because I look at it like this. I mix Kool-Aid and juice all the time. When I did house cleaning, I mixed bleach and ammonia, you know. I was mixing stuff all the time. I was a mixologist. I used to mix everything all the time. Did I read labels? No. I just learned from experience. I mixed fire and fertilizer. Like to blew myself up. Well, I did, you know. I just did stuff, and I always got asked the questions, why did you do that? Why? And my answer would always be, I don't know. Or it would be, I don't know, or they told me to do it. And they go, who told you to do it? And I go, they. Who is they? So I started saying, and started when they say they, I said, well, the fire wanted to see what the fertilizer was going to do to him, and the fertilizer wanted to do to see what the fire was going to do. They told me to put them together. You know, they told me. I remember in the third grade, we went on a picnic or whatever. Well, we went to on a field trip, and I had a pair of scissors. You know, they weren't the sharp kind. They were the rounded kind, you know. The little scissors you use at school. Well, my father had brought this junk car by the house. What he always do, he would get all the good stuff. He would buy a car from somebody. He'd go through it, see what he could find, get all the change or whatever he could find or whatever in the seats or whatever. Take all the good stuff out. And then take it out to the junkyard, right? Okay, so he was taking the good stuff out one day, and I was in there, and this particular car used to belong to a school teacher. So, going through, I got me some crayons, got me some pencils, I found some scissors, and so I took the scissors to school. I took the scissors to school to show that, hey, I got me some rounded scissors that we use at school, you know, for show and tell. Just wanted to show it off. That's what I learned. You don't show off it. You don't show off stuff. You know, it's kind of like bragging. You know, and we don't need to brag. So, I learned that lesson early. But anyway, we were going on a field trip, and I had those scissors. My teacher told me to leave the scissors at school. Leave them in my desk. I remember getting out on this field trip. Now, a week before the field trip, my brother took me to the place that we were going, and I learned all about everything, you know? And I could have been the tour guide, really, because I knew what stuff was and all this, right? And I'm going to tell you guys what happened with that, all right? So anyway, I had the scissors, and we were eating lunch. We were sitting down in the grass eating lunch, and I pulled the scissors out of my pocket, and I started cutting grass. And my teacher saw it, and she got angry. She fussed at me. She yelled at me. She pulled me over to the side, and she said, "Why did you bring those scissors? I told you to leave them. Why did you bring them?" And I said, "Because they wanted to come." And she said, "Huh? They told me they wanted to come. They wanted to come on the field trip." So she sent a note home to my mom, and I told my mom the exact same thing. They said they wanted to come. And my mom said, "They wanted to come on the field trip. You just being hard-headed or whatever. You just not listening. You just wanted to do what you wanted to do." But no, they actually wanted. Anyway, so she dismissed it as me being hard-headed or whatever. But, yeah, I knew everything about this field trip, and I was telling all the kids about this stuff and all this, and my teacher also in the note told my mom to tell my brother not to take me on field trips before the class does, because I ruined the field trip for everybody. But I don't see how, because the kids were listening to me, and I was telling them about, you know, about the different areas of the field trip, you know, that this did this, and the settlers, when they first came, they was over here, they used to make this over here, they used to make that, you know, because One reason why I did that, I guess I got kind of frustrated because the teachers didn't even know what was what. They were reading it off this little pamphlet that they were given. When we entered into the facility. So, yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I said, man. I think I needed therapy early. I think I did. You know? Because I ain't know what was going on. It's funny now. I sit back now. And I can sit back and vividly see all this stuff. And understand that, yeah, I had some issues going on. I had issues going on that I didn't. And I'm a kid, man. I'm a kid. I don't know what's going on. I'm learning about this stuff. You know, I'm learning about life. I'm learning. But yeah. Yeah. I think. But, you know. Through the grace of God, I am here. And I'm able to share these stories with you guys. And, you know, maybe I can help somebody else. Or maybe somebody else can listen to the story and see what's going on in somebody else's life and understand that, you know, they may need some help or whatever. And, you know, yeah, that's what we're here for. We are here to help each other. We are here on this planet to help each other. God wants us to help each other. And sometimes what makes me mad is people want compensation for helping. Or they don't even want to help without getting compensation. Come on. Look. Me helping somebody else, I'm being compensated, okay? Because I look at it like this. By me telling you guys these stories about my life, again, maybe you can see similarities to somebody else's life and realize that this person may need help, this person, you know. And that is my compensation. Seeing somebody happy, you know. That is, you know, that is my compensation, man. But yeah, 4th of July is coming up. This year has flown by. Really, where has this year gone? Have you guys done anything interesting, or have you done any traveling since this? Are you going to do any traveling? You know. It's like, I look at it like this, man. Everybody's like, yeah, no more masks. And yeah, COVID is over. No, man, don't be fooled by that. Do not be fooled by that, okay? Don't just jump back out there and go all wild and willy-nilly like you were before COVID. No, man, take your time. And, let me tell you, man. I am not wishing anything bad, but I foresee stuff getting worse than getting better. One thing I've learned, especially about here in the U.S., the media plays this very big role in a lot of stuff, okay? I do believe that in this day and age, in this time, that uh, the media and everything controls the narrative. I do believe that. Because they just do, okay? most people call me a conspiracy theorist. I am not. I do sit back and I look at situations. And that's one reason why I don't watch the news. I do not. There are certain things I watch and I listen to on the news. When it comes to political sides and everything, I really don't watch that stuff because it's like a big soap opera, and as long as the thing is, they're keeping you entertained, basically. That's all they're doing, is keeping you entertained. They're not really telling you what's going on. Like, many Americans don't know that China is going through a big second wave. Europe is going through another wave of the coronavirus. Which is funny because they are preparing for it. We here in America are being relaxed. Hey, we don't need no stinking mask. No, listen, man. We've been locked up for a year. We going out and enjoy ourselves. Let's go. Open up the restaurants. Open up everything else. We got the shot that's gonna... Okay, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to go there. But anyway. Yeah. Allergy season, y'all. Especially down south, boy. Man, let me tell you. Allergy season starts maybe in March. And it lasts all the way up until maybe July. Then we have the freaking heat and mosquito season. Starts in late June, early July, goes all the way to late September, early October. Then we have allergy season again, combined with, God dang it, is it going to cool off? Yeah. And that lasts up until maybe early December. Then we have, woo, it's still kind of warm. I hope it don't be this warm for Christmas. Then we get a little rain and fog up until New Year's Day. Then we get, God dang, where did this cold come from? It's cold. We have that for a few days. And then, whoo, it is warm. Kind of muggy. Up until maybe February. Mid-February. Then we get a little cold again. Oh, where did this cold come from? And then we start the whole thing all over again. Those are the seasons here in Southeast Georgia. Yeah. Man, if you guys ever come my way down to Southeast Georgia, make sure you go to some of the local restaurants and get you some shrimp. Oh, the shrimp are so delicious. I'm telling you, one reason why is because the marsh grass that grows here in Southeast Georgia is the marsh grass that grows here is related to sugarcane. Yeah. And you know, shrimps are bottom feeders and they eat, yeah, and somehow they get that nutrient from that marsh grass, and they're so sweet, yeah, delicious. But anyway, man, if you ever get a chance to come to beautiful Southeast Georgia, come on, y'all, come back, come and relax. Go over to Jekyll Island, go to the water park on Jekyll Island. Come on down here to St. Simon's Island, get some good food, go to the beach, hang out. Come on over to Brunswick, Georgia, check out all our historic places. Which is funny. There is a replica of one of the last slave ships to reach the shores of the U.S. And its last voyage to America with slaves. That reached the shore of Georgia. Matter of fact, right here. Was in 1868. I want y'all to think about that for a minute, okay? Let that marinate, all right? Let that marinate. 1868 with slaves on them. 1868 with slaves on the ship brought here in chains. And we celebrating Juneteenth for what? Which is funny. We never asked for Juneteenth to be a national holiday. We already celebrated it anyway. We didn't need you to sign make it a national holiday. We didn't even ask you for that. Which is funny. Many, many years ago, we asked you to make Martin Luther King birthday a national holiday. And it took forever for that to come about. But then when it did, guess what? Three states did not recognize it as a national holiday. One of those states was Arizona. And guess what? The funny thing is, here's a little bit of history for y'all, man. They ratified that and made it a national holiday when Arizona was going to get the Super Bowl and many other NFL players who are black were going to boycott. It was going to be this whole big old thing. Yeah. Because the year that they got the Super Bowl, Arizona got the Super Bowl in their fancy stadium, was the year that they recognized Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday. Just a little tidbit, something to think about. Just like the last slave ship to reach the shores of the U.S. with slaves was in 1868. Just a little bit of something to think about, you know. And all you got to do, don't believe me, all you got to do is do your research, people. Do your research. It's right there. All you got to do is look it up and read it for yourself. which is June. Anyway, we ain't even go. I don't even know why we can went off into that. I'm just, you know. Y'all know me, man. When I'm feeling good, when I'm feeling great, and here's the thing, my brain is starting to work again. Ideas are flowing like crazy. When I was like I said, I'm slowly taking myself off that medication, that depression medication, because it's not doing anything. The only thing I felt like it did was stifle me. It stunted me. It stopped me from, you know, I didn't have any energy. I was depressed. How antidepressant make you depressed? I don't get it. Anyway, so didn't have any energy. Didn't have, you know. It's like my neurons are popping now. You know what I'm saying? All I did was stop taking the medication and took some CBD, and And I was talking, the last time I talked to my psychiatrist, she was saying that, hey, you know, she wasn't against CBD. She understands that. She understood that. You know, there are some doctors who are strictly against it. You know, but she's cool. You know, which I can't wait to go back and talk to her or talk to my other psychiatrist. Man, I need to talk to somebody. You know, well, I'm talking to you guys, and it helps a lot. It does. It really does. And I appreciate you guys listening. And this helps a lot. Yes, it does. And I appreciate you. I really do. But I don't know, man. There's some things that I just need to say. You know what? There's some things I need to say, but there's certain people I need to say them to, and that's who I need to talk to. And I haven't talked to them in a while. And it's not my fault, because I've called them, I've texted them, and nothing. You know, I mean nothing. They don't call, they don't text, they don't write a letter, they don't send up smoke signals, they don't send out Morse code. They ain't sending no telegram. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So there's another therapy that I used to do. I used to write down what I wanted to say to people, but I would never give it to them. I just write it down to release it out of me, and then I would burn it or tear it up and try not to think about that again. But that didn't work. There was one thing I used to do. If there was anger or any animosity towards somebody or something like that, I would take and find a rock or stick, and I would tell it to that rock or that stick. I would tell all the anger and animosity to that rock or that stick, and I would throw it as far as I could. And once I released it, I wouldn't think about it or talk about it again. I found out that was helpful, but very unhealthy. I found out that it is healthy to have heated discussions, because both people are passionate. And here's the thing, you have to know how far to take it. Okay. A lot of times people go overboard. That's when, you know, crazy stuff happens. Like people get upset and stop talking to other people. People get upset and want to do physical harm to other people. You know, those things, no, No. You got to know how far to take it. Or have healthy, heated discussions without, to try to take the passion out of it. And that's how most heated conversations go, because both participants or a group of participants, everybody's got that passion. In other words, take emotions out of it. Yeah. A lot of times people can't have conversations because it's emotional. Take the emotions out of it. Once you take the emotions out of it, and then you can, you know. But most people can't do that. They can't separate the emotions from the conversation. For instance, I know that I'm very passionate about like abortion. I'm very passionate about abuse. I'm very passionate about a lot of things. And I know my point, my boiling point. And see, here's the thing. A lot of times people are having conversations to try to hurt people instead of, people go for the low blow. I used to be like that. Well, I'm still kind of like that. I used to go for the jugular all the time, man. But I'm learning as I get older, I'm learning. I don't have to go for the jugular, you know. All I have to do is listen to your side. And if I don't agree, I just don't agree. Okay? I don't have to. And see, I always try to, if you don't agree with me, I got to make you agree with me. No. Because you have your own opinion. You have your own mind, your own thought. You don't have to agree with me. Because the way you see things isn't the way I see things. You know? And we can come to an agreement that hey, this subject here, man, you know, is gonna bring up a lot of passion, a lot of, you know, we don't have to talk about this. There are a million other things we could talk about. You know what? Instead of us talking about this subject, let's talk about the stars. Let's talk about how we're gonna make life better for our families. Let's talk about how we're going to change the world. Let's talk about how we as a community can live and work together for the survival of the community. There's a lot of things we could talk about. We could talk about the ocean. We could talk about the moon. We could talk about the grass. We could talk about the love of God. We could talk about any and everything else. We don't have to talk about this, because you don't see things the way I see them, and I don't see things the way you see them. And it's cool. That's what makes us human. Because God made you the way He made you. He made me the way He made me. You skinny, I'm fat. I'm black, you white. We ain't got to talk about that. You know? But, and that's the thing, man. I don't understand people, man. Everybody, if they don't agree with you, they're wrong. No, I learned a long time ago that don't make them wrong. It just make them different. Just makes them different. And you know what? Growing up, I saw how my father was. My father was his way or the highway, and that's how he was. Guess what? Very toxic. That was very toxic. Because my brother, matter of fact, my brothers are like that. My brothers are like that. Guess what? I was like that. For many, 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 many years, I was like that. And now I'm learning I didn't have to be that way because that made me a certain way and I didn't want to be that way. I realized I wasn't learning and I wasn't growing being that way. Wow. Hey, people. You know, I enjoyed you, man. I hope you enjoyed me. Yeah. You know. We family, man. We family. I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, Korean, Indian, Russian, whatever. We all family, y'all. We are all family. We are all connected. Guess what? We all go through some of the same things. We all got to learn to love each other, live together, and work together. This planet is ours. It's ours. We should enjoy it. Stop destroying it and live together. You know, just because you live over there and I live over here, and again, we don't get it, you don't see things the way I see them. Enjoy where you at. I'm gonna enjoy where I'm at. We can meet in the middle every now and then, sit down, have a powwow. You know what I'm saying? Take a little sip, have a little smoke, chill. And then you go back over there to your land, I go back over to mine, we fine. We fine, we cool. You don't have to do things the way I do them, and I ain't got to do the things the way you do them. We different, but we cool. I mean, think about it. A jungle. A freaking jungle. You got monkeys, you got lions, you got rhinos, you got zebras, you got everything living in a freaking jungle. Together. Yeah, the lion may go and eat a monkey every now and then because he's hungry. But the monkey over there eating the beetles because he's hungry. The beetles over there, you know, you get it. You understand. They all live in the jungle together. It's living. Are they sleeping in the same tree and stuff? No, they ain't. But they living, you know. The tiger over there sleeping where he sleep. The monkey in the tree sleeping where he sleep. Living and everything. Hey, if they can do it, why can't we? I'm just asking a question. We're the most intelligent beings on this planet, but we also are the most ignorant beings on this planet. Anyway, yo, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. I just needed to share a little bit. Just need, you know, I know we started off in one area and then we veered way off into another one. But you know, that's just podcast life, baby. That's just podcast life. That's how we do this thing. Till next time, y'all. Until next time, y'all. Love each other. Take care of each other. Okay. I'm going to talk to you later, y'all. Peace. 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 We's out.